bolster your immune system, help alleviate stress, take in those minerals and vitamins that you really need, nutrients like vitamin B, omega fatty acids 3, 6, and 9, and many more nutrients. More Beauty now offers hemp seed oil. We all know that health is wealth. We must do all we can to maintain it. More Beauty offers 100% hemp seed oil, a natural option. Hemp seed oil, available from More Beauty. Order yours today from theembassyofthemoors.org. Theembassyofthemoors.org.
Okay, sir, I have tapped you in. We're both logged into the feed here on StreamYard this afternoon, being Thursday. Thursday afternoon. And let me just set it up a little bit for those of you out there who might be watching this on the playback or might be joining us live right now. Brother Adele and I were going back and forth on talking about bringing up topics for our group here. And he suggested that we just go live and just, you know, kind of talk, discuss things openly. So, and I happen to agree. So that's what we're going to do today. That's the purpose today. We're going to be on here for a little while, depending on his schedule and my schedule here. So this is kind of an impromptu special edition, if you will. And brother, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for coming on today and actually suggesting that we go ahead and go live. This is what I'm talking about, you know, organic conversation. Let everybody know.
Peace and love. Peace and love to everybody. Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Adele Muhammad Ali, representative of the Embassy of the Moors. And just as Brother Dolph shared, you know, we just wanted to bring, you know, organic conversation around the topic of, you know, what should, you know, we put at the forefront of discussion. And we wanted to, you know, also hear from those within the group on suggestions that they may have that they deem a necessity or an importance that we should, you know, delve into. So I'm grateful to be here to be able to have this open dialogue with you, Brother Dolph. So thank you for your time.
Hey, you know, it's never, you know, it's never a problem, man. I don't even know how to really title this as other than open mind space today, just kind of exchanging ideas, kicking things around, making it organic. Right. And, you know, as I'm working on a number of things to try to expand my personal profile, you have offered the actual embassy platform to me to stream from, and I appreciate it. And I have used it before and I don't mind using it. And you'll probably hear my voice in the future. You know, we're working on something in conjunction, hopefully. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, brother, but,
no problem.
You know, working on something in conjunction together, and maybe you might hear my voice under the banner of the Embassy of the Moors. But as of today, you know, I'm using, my platform here. And at other times I will be presenting at times my own perspective on things, but not necessarily under the embassy banner, not to, you know, say anything to detract from it, because that's the last thing I would want to do. But, you know, this is pretty much the profile that I operate from, which is learning more truth, learning more chronicles, and kind of a vehicle for me to learn as I learn about my Moorish history and background, and hopefully, you know, spread the information along. And, you know, we're able to, Brother Adele and I are able to meet in the middle and try to determine, you know, subject matter that might be valuable or invaluable to those of you out there. And I'm not placing myself on a pedestal, nor is Brother Adele, but we do believe in advancing certain truths and hopefully in making those truths empowering to people somewhere along the way as we do our part to build this organization. And even further than just it being an organization, and going from that point. So let's see, man. What made you hit me up today, man? What are we going to really touch on and talk about? Let me know what's up.
You know, just, you know, seeing, you know, your comments within the feedback section on what we should discuss on Wednesdays and such, and it was just, you know, getting me in an open mind of, you know, different things we can discuss, things that we could, you know, discuss in the platform of a series, just, you know, many different things that the people aren't even aware of. And to sum up what the comments that you were sharing that I got from it was the literature. The literature is controlled by the United States corporate government, the United States government.
By the way, I did not kick him off, but this is open discussion. You're welcome, Dale Muhammad Ali from the Embassy of the Moors. What topic would you like to see being discussed or to see discussed on our Wednesday lives? And those of you who may not be aware, especially those of you that might catch this later, every 2 weeks, Wednesday night, we have a group study session, group discussion, bringing up various topics of interest occurring within society that affect us as Moors or as Black people. We plan on bringing up more information to you, and as we work in a collaborative manner, bringing forth the information. We were just getting ready to get started. Anybody else that would like to come on the show, let me know. I'll send you the link as well. This is Open Discussion today, Open Mind Space. I'm your host, Brother Dolph. There we go. All right, where'd you go, man?
Oh, I don't know what happened.
All right, welcome back, man.
Where did I lose you?
Let's see here. I just pulled up the group page right now where you had posted up a couple days ago as the 9th. On the 9th, you posed the question, what topic would you like to see discussed on our Wednesday lives? There were a number of them for me, by the way. I see three of them right here on the page. But I'll go in with, since I already have the page open, I'll go in with what I contributed to the thread. It came to my mind this morning about colonial usurpation. The colonies, 13 colonies, usurped what had previously existed here, ended up becoming the United States Incorporated. Those of you who have been studying more science and other things having to do with history of the United States should be able to understand what I'm saying when I use the term colonial usurpation. Can it be undone? And if so, how? Also, what also came up today, because I get information everywhere. People send me stuff or whatever, or I dig stuff up. The question is how, or not really a question, it's a statement. How truly easy is it for people to conform? Actually, that was a question, my bad. How truly easy it is for people to conform? Social conformity driven by propaganda and other elements which are factors in guiding decisions among the masses. And by the way, I'm the self-nominated media minister for the organization. Anyway, let's see. The last one I heard about, or actually tapped in on just a few minutes ago that prompted, I think that had to do with prompting this discussion, was you'll hear in certain circles in Black consciousness this term about being on code, being on code. Well, since this is my program, I'll speak a little bit more plainer. What the hell is being on code? Is there a code to subscribe to that we actually do follow? If so, what is it? Define what it entails, if anything. How is there a code in place among a fallen slash damaged people that's experienced multi-generational pattern of disenfranchisement? And two more points. What is considered appropriate behavior in society among our people? And what I was thinking about that particular question had to do with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr.'s book. It's an extremely long title that talks about racism. And basically, there's 9 areas of activity occurring in the universe among human beings. Let's see. What is considered appropriate behavior? Right. What standards are there that you subscribe to that are reflective of what it is you represent? Those are some of the topics that I would like to bring up in our community, as well as I might even do something else on my own. But there's a litany of things that I actually wanted to bring up as part of the group for discussion. But I don't know if we're going to be able to touch on any of that today. We just want to just have open conversation right now. All right, the mic's all yours. I've talked you out. I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
Okay, great.
There we go. Okay.
You there? Thank you. Yep, I'm here. I just have to refresh. Okay. Being on code.
Yeah, that was a lot I dropped on you. Yeah, on code, man. Let's knock that out first.
You know, it's something that just sound cool, you know, because really, just as you mentioned, you know, when we are disenfranchised, when we are, you know, oppressed, then a lot of us aren't going off something substantial or nothing concrete with a foundation. You know, this is why during slavery we were stripped from our religious creed. So we wouldn't have a code to go by. So what we deem a code today is only placed in the basket of rebellion to the status quo. So if we are rebelling against the laws at hand, then this is being on code. You know, if we are against the police, that's being on code. You know, if we are, you know, supporting endeavors against, you know, the so-called black community, this is us being off code. So it's just one of those things of being on the side of rebellion in, you know, certain conditions and environments. And it's up to one to be capricious enough, or we could say conscious enough, to know when it's the time to read things in that type of manner. When is the time to be on code?
All right. So, you know, I think when it comes to being on code, you have to follow something that was previously constructed, I would think. I mean, and it all depends on.
Right.
It all depends on a person's values and how they grew up.
Exactly. Their creed.
You know, and there's so much misbehavior, which would lead me more to believe that there is not an applied code in practice among us. I mean, there's not one code book that I could see that I can pull out and say, okay, well, you know, they went foul or they did this and that and the third. And I'm wondering, well, whose standards are we then following? You know, and that's kind of why I kind of got sick of hearing that, because it is so trendy, just like the term being woke.